I'm down in the Formula One paddock collecting area, and who should I bump into but none other than Anthony Davidson, a man I remember from the noughties, driving for Formula 3 with Carlin. Well, you've come a long way since then, Anthony.
Yeah, it's great to be back here in Goodwood, driving for Mercedes-AMG Petronas here at the event in the WA4 F1 car. So, as you know, I do a lot of their simulator work back in Brackley, and it's nice to actually be let out of a dark room and enjoy the sunshine for once.
A bit different from your Formula 3 days, isn't it, as far as these beasts are concerned?
Well, it's still got four wheels and an engine, so it makes a lot of noise. So it's it's fairly familiar. It's like a beefed up Formula 3 car, and Formula 3 is a great platform to teach a driver all of the skills you need to take you through all the way to the top, as I was lucky to do. And even driving a modern LMP1 car, as I do today, competing at events like Le Mans, it's still very familiar. Despite the roof over your head, it's the same kind of sensations as what you had in a Formula 3 car. You know, that series taught you about downforce. It was completely new to me in 2001 when I did Formula 3, and I wish I knew what I know now about downforce, but it was the early steps.
Do you think it's good having a good grounding in the lower categories before we get to Formula 1?
Well, I had a great grounding from karting. You know, I did 12 years of karting, and I was a professional kart racer before I jumped into a Formula Ford, which almost felt like just a sideways step from top-line karting back in the day. But it was a completely different avenue, and an avenue that I knew would hopefully take me further up the ranks in motorsport. But I had reached the very top, the pinnacle of karting, like I say, as a paid professional. So it was at that moment back in 1999 where I had to make the jump into sort of full-fledged motor racing in Formula Ford. And it was like starting a new school. You know, start at the bottom and you had to work your way up to the top again. And I'm glad I did, because it was a risk, you know.
Talking of risks, would you say it's a risk for Max Verstappen to jump from F3 straight into Formula 1 in this day and age?
You've got to jump when you have the chance, you know. You can't be picky about your timings in the way up, on your journey on the way up. So, you know, it's like when I jumped into the Minardi back in 2002, I knew it wasn't right. I knew I wasn't quite ready for those two races, and midway through the season particularly, it's always going to be hard. But you have to. You know, if someone hands you the opportunity, you have to take it, because there might not be another opportunity. So I can't disagree at all with what he's done, the decision from the team, and the position he's in. I just hope that people and the teams give him enough time, because I'm sure he'll be a talent of the future. Well, he's already a talent, but I'm sure we're looking at something very good potentially for the future.
Okay, got to leave it there, Anthony. Thanks for your time, and have an enjoyable weekend.
Thanks very much.